Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning and happy Tuesday. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. We're so grateful to the Lord for this day. Yes. I don't know, your time may be ahead of me or behind me, but whatever time it is, it's a good day. Whatever part of the day it is, it's a good day. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus. It's a good day. Why you say it's a good day? Because the Lord God Almighty is in control. That's why I say it's a mighty, mighty good day. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a mighty, 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 mighty good day. Yes, it is. And we're grateful and we're ever so glad in it. Because our Father's in control. And he's just not our Father. He's the Father. We can just say capital T, capital H, capital E, space, capital F, capital A, capital T, capital H, capital E, capital R. Yes, the sovereign Lord, the almighty God. Glory, glory, glory. It's a mighty, 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 mighty good day. Yes, it is, because he's in control. You know, we just don't realize how blessed we are. And we really haven't come full circle with the reality, most of us, of knowing what it means to be in right, you know, you can be right relationship with him, with the Almighty God, with Yah. That's right. That's right. Yahweh. That's what I'm talking about. Is that Adonai Elohim? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Oh, my Savior, the one who made the heaven and the earth. That's what we're talking about. We're defining. That's right. Not just any God, because there are many gods in this earth. That's right. And many things people do to please and satisfy. Oh, we just have to live right. And you know what? He'll give us the power and the strength to do that. Whatever he asks us to do, we don't have to try to muster it up and come up with a plan on how to do it. It's all laid out for us. Hey, glory. We just have to choose to follow. Hallelujah. I tell you, I am just delighted this morning, and I'm grateful. Yes, we had some storms last night, and in the very back of my home, I heard trees popping. I heard that tree pop. I'm going like, oh, my Lord. So I thank the Lord that we're all safe, and I pray that if you were in the storm, that you were safe. You were safe until the storm passed over. And you know, I pray that every storm in our life, that we find shelter. Hallelujah, that we find shelter. Yes, Lord, for the storms, yes. And he's our shelter. He's our more, and we're talking about Almighty God, our mighty fortress, yes, our hiding place. Yes, he is, and I'm ever so grateful that we know it, that we know that. That's right, that without a shadow of a doubt, we know when the storms of life are raging, we, glory be to your name, Father, hallelujah. We know without a shadow of a doubt who's in control. And what do we say? We say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes to your will and yes to your way. That's right. And we're learning more and more every day how to obey and how to respond when he speaks to us. That's right. Ooh, sometimes you get so wrapped up and you've been in it so long that you just assume that you're good. But every now and then, hey, got my sickle, every now and then, you need to say, I need a refreshing and a renewing. I'm taking it as business as usual. I'm so used to jumping up at 6 o'clock, falling on my knees praying, and I'm so busy going, yeah, yes, Lord, and thank you, Jesus, and blah, 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 blah. But I might stop and think about what I'm saying. And I know what time I clap my hands, I throw my hands up. Wait a minute, slow down. Hold up. Slow down. Who am I speaking to? Good morning, Father. Hey. Good morning, Father. Let it not lose its substance. Slow down. All right. Thank you for my knees that can bend, my head that can bend. Thank you, Lord. See, because sometimes we just get in our repetition and we, God, no, God, hear me when I pray and start zoom, 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 zoom. You don't even know what you said. You've said it so often. No, we can't do that. Take it easy and talk to him afresh and renewed. And ask that it breathe on you. Yes, Lord. And refresh you. Yes, Lord. Well, I've been making this cake so long I can do it with my eyes closed. You don't want to do that. You want it to be fresh. And renew. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. That's right. Thank you. Woo! Oh, thank you that I'm able to say thank you. Thank you that I recognize the need to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to say something that you may say, now, what is she talking about? But thank you for bathroom tissue. Mm-hmm. Something as simple but yet needful. That's right. Thank you for the dish detergent. Woo! Because if you didn't have it, you couldn't clean your dishes. I mean, well, nobody going to thank the Lord for that. All you got to do is go to the store and buy it. But suppose you don't have transportation to get that. Suppose you don't have the money that you thought you had to pick it up. Thank you for lotion. Thank you for products for my hair. Thank you. That don't make no sense, yeah. Thank you for everything. Because God is my provider. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who got to be concerned about that? With the money I have, I'm going to be concerned. Uh-huh. Somebody forgot to pick it up. And you thought you had month supply. And somebody forgot to pick it up. They forgot to deliver it to your house. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this cup of tea. Thank you for this cup of coffee. Not only that, it can be in front of me and I couldn't pick it up to drink it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything. We have to stop and take Rebasikuma and give him glory and bless his name. Bless the Lord for everything. Bless y'all for everything. For your hands to reach up and do your hair. Well, I have someone come in and do my hair. Thank the Lord for their hands. Thank the Lord that they're not late. Just thank you. Afresh, anew. Oh, yes. Thank him for allowing you to get to work on time. The traffic that get all backed up. Thank you that your children are home safe. Your children pathway to school is safe. Your children that you're allowing to drive. Hallelujah. They're getting there safe. They're not on their cell phones. They're not talking. They're not looking in the opposite direction. Thank you, Lord. They're not allowing someone to speak in their ears words that would destroy them or mess their lives for the rest of their lives. Thank you, Lord. They didn't jump in a car with some friends to get a quick ride to school. Thank you, Jesus. And have an accident. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for preventing mishaps. Let's just call it rapes and fighting. Thank you, Lord. And every bully spirit is crushed right now from the youngest to the oldest. Thank you, Lord. Keep your children safe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that our children find favor wherever they go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Oh, yes. Going to see the doctor today. Yes. That doctor, prejudice and even insecurities and frustration don't come out on you. That's right. Don't just throw a diagnosis haphazard. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No feelings, no concern. And yet, if they see 50 patients, that's draining. We thank the Lord for refreshing and restoring them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Yeshua. Oh, make no mistake. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Having a procedure done. Everything in the room has been anointed. Thank you, Lord. And the presence of the Lord is there. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Calm your nerves. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Taking a flight out. My God. Oh, God, granting traveling mercy. God, thank you for your traveling mercy. On the highway, thank you for your traveling mercy. On the railway, thank you for your traveling mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you for your protection. From danger seen and unseen. Woo, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Woo. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory, things that we take for granted. Lord, forgive us. Woo. Stop and truly thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For transportation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for alertness. While behind the wheel, thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Somebody, somewhere, was treated rough for that storm that went through. Thank you, Lord, for meeting their need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We call on you, Father, because you are the sovereign one. You are the God, the controller of everything. We thank you this morning. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt your most holy name. We thank you, Father, for this day. For truly this is the day that you have made. And we thank you that everything we need, everything that we need to do, you have provided the means for us to do so. And we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for how you heal our bodies. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, your love, your peace, your joy. Thank you, Lord. None can take that away from us because you gave it to us. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We pause to slow down. Hear my sickle. And say, thank you, Father. Glory. Thank you, Father. Things may not be going as well as we like. And things may seem as if they're going upside down. But we pause right now to say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. There is none like you. Ooh, it can't be. It's impossible for any to be like you. Because you're the only true and living God. And we're so grateful that you call us your own. You make ways out of no way. You speak to us, and you speak to us until we know your voice, and we obey. More importantly, we obey. God, thank you for an obedient spirit that will obey you. Thank you, Lord, that we will represent you well here on this earth. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We thank you for hearing us when we cry out to you. We thank you for hearing us when we say thank you. We thank you for forgiving us when we have been disobedient to you. Almighty God, we thank you. How great and awesome you are. How loving and kind and forgiving you are. We thank you. We thank you, Almighty God, for how you're developing us. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you that we know we belong to you. We surrender everything. All of us to you. All that make up who we are, we surrender to you. Lead us and guide us in the way and in the path that you have ordained before the foundation of the world. We thank you for our destiny, and we thank you that we know that we have a destiny. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, ordained and declared by you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for your mercy, oh my God. We thank you for how you allow us to be in harmony and peace with you, Almighty God. We thank you. Oh, Lord, Waymaker. Yes, Lord. And we thank you for being a promise keeper, but we too must be promise keepers. And we thank you for allowing us to be promise keepers. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that we're reflecting you on this earth, Almighty God. We know that we have not made perfection. But it is our heart's desire to deep as you have called us to be, to be perfected, to be made perfect, to be made whole. Yes, as we walk through this earth, we can only do it with you and accomplish that task. We thank you. Hallelujah. That every place that that is broken, we thank you that you have made whole and well. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. With our whole heart, we say thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for food on the table. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that we, our children, are doing well financially, and that is good. But we want to do well when it comes to our walk with you. Hey, God. Shamanidididiosa. Oh, riches and wealth is earthly. But we need to be obedient to you. We don't need to look like the world, act like the world, talk like the world. We need to look like, talk like, walk like a child of the Most High God. Yes, Lord. And we thank you for perfecting us in Yeshua's mighty name. This is the day. Oh, we thank you for being the breasting one, more than enough. We thank you. Ah, we bow, bend our knees and bow our head to our Father, which art in heaven. We say, hallowed be thy most holy name. We pray that thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your servant's prayer in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. And thank God. Well, well, well. Good morning again. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray, praising our King. Oh! Praising our King. I know that there are those on this earth who have earthly kings, and I do not disrespect that. God has ordained it. He has allowed it, but and I don't understand it. I don't know about, I don't know what, why you bow down, but I'm not knocking it to a human being. But I tell you, I know you give honor to whom honor is due. Woo! But bowing down to an earthly king, it cannot compare to bowing down to the Almighty God, the Sovereign Lord. Just bend your knee and bow your head and bless his name and thank him for his mercy and his grace, his peace and his love for every morsel of food that comes to your mouth, for every breath that you breathe. And thank him that he allows you to enter into his presence, into the presence of the Godhead Council, and tell him all about it. We thank you and we bow down before you, great King, Almighty. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so used to seeing Jesus. But thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh. Hallelujah. Oh, bow down to your King. Oh, my Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Yeshua is Lord. Hallelujah to the glory of God. You know, riches and fame seem so minute when it comes to the awesomeness of God, when it comes to knowing who you are and whose you are. Thank you. Here I go again, but thank you, God. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Practice makes perfect. I know I'm not in a religion and all of that, but I just found his name, and it's sweet, I know. Oh, it's sweet, I know. Hallelujah. It's sweet, I know. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. Just let hallelujah just resonate. All of you just say hallelujah. Everything that make up you, just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. I think I shared it with you some time ago. When a friend of mine came over one morning and shared with me, no matter what you're going through, just praise God, because he comes and rests on your praise. And when you want to spend some time with him and want him to have, just hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're not saying it in vain. Hallelujah. You know why you're saying it. You're blessing the Most High name. Blessing. Yes, Lord. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lifting praises up to the Most High. And he comes and rests. There's a song, rest. Just rest. Rest. Rest in my praise. I thank you, Lord. Oh, and then you say, well, who am I? Then it come back, I'm a child. I'm his child. I'm his child. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. He come to see about you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He comes to see about you. Hallelujah. 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 No matter how dark the situation is, he comes and see about you. Hallelujah. 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 If he has to have his angels to come down and cause an earthquake, hallelujah, 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 glory, hallelujah, 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 glory. Ooh, glory. He sees everything. He sees everything. There is nothing that can go unnoticed, observed by him. He see it. He even see the muck and the mire of your heart. He knows the heart. And every purpose or every dark or bright thought that you have, everyone he knows. Nothing is hidden from him. Nothing. Zero is hidden from him. Isn't that a blessing? I'm telling you, it's a blessing. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. Hallelujah. I want to share and then we'll read the scripture. I think I may have some time ago. We had an issue with our car, and we had a truck that had been sitting up about 4 years. And a friend of mine, you hear me speak of her every once in a while, Mother Dunlap. And she called, and I told her that we had to take an emergency trip. And I told her about the truck. She said, Sister Lee, go and get your oil and anoint that truck. And she didn't say prayer, but she said, anoint the truck in Jesus' name. That it'll take you where you need to go. And my sisters and my brothers, I did just what she said. And trust me, it took me where I needed to go at that time. And then I didn't realize there was a need for me to go somewhere else. I was halfway, I think I was about halfway home, and I could have cut off and gone to the second place that all of a sudden there was a need for me to go. And I said, no, we were going to come home, get dressed, relax, get a good night's sleep, and shoot out in the morning. And when that's what we did. All we did was put a little oil and gas in the truck. When you got a God said, when you're stepping out on faith, hallelujah, it was so smooth. And we didn't even really think about it. And it's just going, it needed painting, I tell you. But guess what? It took us where we needed to go, and it's still standing. What? Tell me about God. Don't even do it. Hallelujah, our Father. The blood still works. The name still works. And when you lift a stick over your hand in faith, it's still with faith, still works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yes, there are times that the word no comes out. But our Father knows what's best for us. That's right. That's right. And I know when God began to bless, we have a tendency to do what Joseph did. Joseph told the wine bearer to remember me to Pharaoh. Now, God had delivered him from his brother's evil intent, put him on a path to Potiphar's, and when it was time for him to move from under Potiphar's authority and move where he was going to finally be in the presence of Pharaoh, God did it. He didn't have to ask, but he had favor with Pharaoh. Everything he did, the work was perfect and blessed because God did it. And now he asked, listen to this. He asked the wine bearer to remember him to Pharaoh. And because of that, his meeting of Pharaoh was delayed. Mm-hmm. So the wine bearer totally forgot about him. God will never forget us. God will never forget you. And so Pharaoh had a dream. No one there could interpret the dream. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No. All the wise men, the soothsayers, they couldn't handle that. And what happened? The wise man remembered. Then he had to repent. He got what he wanted, and he was on his way later for that. The baker died. Pharaoh had hung him. And so the wine bearer, he was good. He was back in his comfort zone. And he forgot all about Joseph until God allowed Pharaoh to have a dream that troubled him. Oh, our hope is built on nothingness but Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest phrase, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And I'm saying this to you. I thank God for that reminder that we must trust, put our trust in him. And never forget that. Things rush in on us and we look for someone to help us to give us a helping hand. But we have to look to God, and then he will send whomever he please or have ordained or supplied them with the funds or whatever is necessary to meet your needs. Your trust must be in the Almighty God. That's right. Your trust must be in the Almighty God. It must be. It cannot be any different. It must be at all times. You, me, and sometimes the story is so we just be begging and pleading for somebody to help us. And that somebody we need to help us is the Almighty God. That's right. We can cry out to our Father for help. That's right. Cry out to our Father, our God, our Maker for help. And he will. He will send whoever he needs, he will do whatever is necessary. But remember, our God is a jealous God. That's right. He's a jealous God. And he wants us to need and depend on him. He wants us to know that he's the one that supplies our every need. And we don't think about that. Sometimes we just think of money. But there are many other needs that we have. We think of finances, and yes, Joseph was thinking of getting out of that prison. That's right. But when he did get out, he was able to accomplish the task that God had set for him, and he was blessed, yes. But he had to be reminded that God is the sovereign one. Pharaoh can't help you. the baker can't help you. The wine bearer can't help you. I'll get it. Can't help you if God says no. You know, God is the ultimate one who heals, and God is the ultimate one who permit whatever needs to be done. Because you could call on a quadruple of people, and if God says no, it's no. If he says yes, it's yes. He has the final word on everything. And we must not forget that. Our hope must be in him. And when we know and get it down in our sanctified soul that God wants us to need him and wants us to realize that he is our help. And not let people say, oh, why are you bothering God for that? Everything. The scripture says, trust in the Lord and lean not to your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge him in it. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Please excuse me. Excuse me. God is so good and sweet and kind and loving. Sweet and kind and loving. And excuse me. And in that, we don't take it for granted. That's right. And now, let's just read the scriptures. We have a few minutes and we can do that. Hallelujah. But before we do, I'd like to invite you to come out and visit us. We're gathering the Harvest Gospel Ministry, and you can reach us or come and visit us at 674 Mount Zion Road in Jonesboro, Georgia, Suite B. 674 Mount Zion Road, and I always say in the beautiful city of Jonesboro, Georgia. We will be so delighted. Now, our services start at 11:30 on Sunday morning, and we are from 11:30 to 1:30. And our Bible study is every Wednesday from 6 a.m. to 7:30. And we would be so honored to have you come and visit. Now, the fourth Sunday in this month, the church decided that they wanted to do a pastor's appreciation. And that's that fourth Sunday at 5 o'clock. We would, again, be so humble. It's just saying that we thank the Lord for keeping us. we appreciate the Lord for sustaining us and not allowing us to throw in the towel. Yeah, and truly appreciate that. And we, you know, God has been with us. He really, really has. Through many trials and tribulations. And we can't take credit for it, but God is due all the credit. Yes, he is. And we thank all the people that have walked beside us along the way. And you say, well, you don't look like it has. It doesn't matter. As long as you're on your post, whatever it is that God will ordain, when he say this will happen or that happen, then all well and good. But you have a God said, and since you have a God said, you must do and hold on. And then why wait and go, oh, that's what it was supposed to be. And you didn't do it. You didn't stand and hold your territory, your ground. You have to hold your territory. Are they doing so big now? You've seen it from a world perspective, an epistemical and not a spiritual perspective. Hallelujah. You got to hold your territory. Hey, God. If whatever God has entrusted you with, you hold your ground. It's not worldly. That's right. You hold your ground. You may just be holding it for the next generation. Hallelujah. They'll run with it to a certain place, but they need to see what determination to obey look like. They need to see what it looked like. That's right. They need to see that light shining. Hold your ground. Hold your ground. That's your territory. And don't let anyone talk you out of it. You could have had this. You should have. When you have a God said, woo, respect him enough to obey. Yeah, I got a God said, my king. Hey, my king. Now, if you were ever in the army or the armed forces or your children, one thing you learn is, I can't ever remember the term, but you march in place. Well, why you if the commander has said march in place? And you don't say, well, man, I'm tired of this, later for that. Maybe I'll feel better if I was running or jogging or jumping. I'm a jog, and y'all can do whatever you want to do, but then you're disobedient. You are disobedient. If your commander said, run in place, then you run in place. Ah. So that if the commander tell you to run in place, hold your ground, and they people decide those are not who coming along telling you what you should do, and you know you have a God say, I don't want you to disobey your father. And then when they find out and they see the end result, oh, but you didn't have to listen to me. If you had a God said, then you should have did what God said. Don't listen to people. You prayed and you know without a shadow of a doubt that this is what God has told you to do. You do it to the glory of God, your commander. That's right. Uh-huh. Oh. Your king. The king said, hold this ground. You hold the ground. You hold that ground. Yes, indeed. Don't let go of it. And pray that you'll be strong in the Lord and determined to hold your ground, and you won't yield to the voices of the discourager, and you won't yield to temptation. And none of us yield to temptation to disobey, and we have the right attitude. You know, you can hold your ground, but you have a bad attitude that I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength to obey, the determination to obey, the determination to hold, to be obedient to you, and to hold the ground. That's right. Rain, storms, or people come and go, but you hold your ground. Hold your ground. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. You're holding your ground. And don't be sad and pitiful, because you didn't have a lot of people and a lot of people didn't recognize you and thought, as long as God, the Almighty, is pleased, that's all that really. Yes, we would like for sometime you somebody to say, oh, you're doing a good job. Oh, that is so nice. I'm going to come along and help you. And sincere, as the Lord has led me to come and give you a helping hand. Oh, good. God, if the Father has done that, great. You know, but you're not depending on it. That's what I've learned. Because they come and they go. That's right. They come and they go. And you must be an example. And you must not do things frustrated and angry. Ask God to rebuke that spirit of frustration. That's right. Hallelujah. Even John the Baptist had to ask the question. But then he had nevertheless. When he got the answer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, pray for clarity and strength to hold on to God's unchanging hands. And when you do that, you'll be all right. When I do that, I'll be all right. Yeah. Don't make light of the path that God has before you. Don't do that. Then you can, that's the songwriter, he wrote, pin a charge I have to keep and a God to glorify. Yeah, charge I have to keep. Listen to that. A charge I have to keep. Put your hands on your heart and say a charge. I have to keep and a God to glorify. A charge I have to keep and a God to glorify. Well, I don't see how God's being glorified and you going through all of this. A charge I have to keep and a God to glorify. That's right. Charge. And man can't understand everything. That's right. And he won't understand everything. And I'm here to tell you, he'll turn around and say, well, as I said it before, well, if you knew that God had told you to do that, then why didn't you do it? Don't get bamboozled, please. Don't get bamboozled. They'll bamboozle you. And talk about what you didn't do and you should have done and use you as an example. I'm telling you, don't let it happen. Please don't. No. By and by, everything will be understood by and by. That's right. By and by. Yes, Lord. Hooray. Just read some of Genesis. We have a few minutes. I just love this. It just, and I know some could find other, but I love this. I love this. I like first things mentioned. I want to do, how many of you really read your Bible? I mean, pick up at the very, very beginning. And read the story of the brief introduction to the King James Bible. Read about what they say about King James. Read it. Some of us, we start right at Genesis, but sometimes we need to just pick up, read the Bible, look at the maps and all that they have. They took time to write a lot of information, to give us a lot of information, and most times we don't even acknowledge it. We just, the 66 books, but let's sometimes really take it seriously. And, you know, it may be some enlightenment there for you. Excuse me. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Let's kindly move over to the 21st chapter, the 26th verse. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, bless his most holy name. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Amen, amen, amen. The second chapter, starting at the first verse of the same book of Genesis. Then the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rest on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. God the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at 24th verse. I did. Hallelujah. This is the psalm that God had most to pray over his people. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put thy name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. God bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. We're going to do this. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power of the Holy Ghost. knowing God is with you. Amen. Until we meet again, that will be Friday at 9 a.m., the Lord say so. I enjoyed our visit. I hope you did too. God bless.
It's a holiday.
Oh, yeah, she's
going
to pay.
It's a holiday? Yeah, they don't
work on holiday.
Okay.
Labor Day weekend. First week of September. to check reality. And he came by. And he talked for a while. And he went to the hearing department and come back. But when that Negro come back, he come back with two hearing aids up in the head. Somebody came here. And I said, what did you say? He said, what did you say?
Yo, so funny. Do me a favor. The lotion that I had up here, please, wherever it is, please put it on his feet for me. He humiliated me yesterday. Someone came and his feet was dry and rusted. It was horrible. And he had on a t-shirt that had red stuff running down, and I know I have clean t-shirts in here. He really looked like a throwaway person, so please help me with that, because you did hear that, didn't you?
When was that?
Yesterday. Feet was white, and I mean, you look like you could take and peel the dry skin off of his feet. It was humiliating.
You want me to put it on every other day?
You can put it on every day. It does not matter. Yeah, as long as it never looked like that again. I appreciate it.
Baby girl.
I got to go in the kitchen. I'll be right back.
Go in the kitchen. Young lady came to the camera room.
Oh,
and,
she's
a nurse. So I was sitting at the table. And so I got to meet her and I went to sit in the door. And she pulled up and I didn't want the door in her face. So I opened the door and let her in. Yes, she was the nurse at the VA. She said it's so hard to come to the most normal people. I looked that bad.
Mm-hmm. told me because see, I was the last one to know about them going into the military. So don't bank on nothing I know. Be out in the field like they did when after graduation, before they graduated, they had to go on the field. And you know, she was graduating too. Yeah. I was trying to find y'all talking about your Jamal Adams. Well, they had to do a contract with me and how my own personal. Y'all was talking about that y'all didn't see me no more Jamal Adams. My own personal. Thank you. Hold on, let's check this one real quick.
So it must be something to it.
Maybe he just got it wrong. Robert says that we will have to put that on a stronger hanger because the white wasn't formed in. I'm on the phone. I'll be there.
All right.
You all right? Their oldest dad, Tommy, the senior brother, not Tommy, James Jones' son, James Jr. No, I'm talking about the bigger brother. No, I said James. I said I forgot all about James. And just think about, Jimmy, No. James Jr.
No, from the front. No.
Len and John, I thought they were the oldest, but they're not.
No, one more, right there. And then all the
You know what? You give it away when you ask me what. So you may have had that a long time. You know? But I know it let me realize that I may not be talking with them, trying to get on this whole long journey. Never left that diamond finish. There were many, many other chemos, but it was the formula that they used. They picked out this one and this one and this one and this one and this one. This one could cause your hair to drop out. This one could cause your nauseous. And they combined what they thought worked. Now, I don't know what they're doing. And I'm scared for them to get a hold of me. They may say, well, I made a mistake, but Carol gave me some leaves from this tree that the Chinese people who own her daughter house said that it's good for everything. So I'm going to use some of that. I'm going to make me some tea. And I'll make you a little bit if you want to try it. Let me go. I'm gonna call you back, and he called me. Solomon said he's doing all right.
Yeah. And she wore her school clothes. Oh yes, that's right. I remember when she started, and she had her length. What is it? You didn't drink any water? I thought you wanted water.
That was just checking on medicine. Did you check medicine yesterday?
Well, I gave you your tray and you brought it in.
I thought you poured it in my hand yesterday. I said she didn't cut it right.
That was Sunday I told you that.
Well, Sunday.
And when you brought it in, when I brought it in here, you didn't take your medicine? No, I'm looking at Monday. You didn't. You didn't take Tuesday yet either?
I did. Don't I take one for my
thing? Well, you can't go.
I
left
the pill in there this morning.
In where?
I didn't know you got the day. I woke up at 7:36. I got to open the door. And you didn't say nothing to her. I said, well, I don't have a sleep in my computer. She just got a jogging thing. She took the door. She was coming in at the same time. So I feel like she had the door.
At the door?
Yeah, at the door.
762 number.
Thank you.
Right, so this way you can't miss it. We don't need to be missing.